Today on the Travel Guys.
In the travel news, airlines may soon have to refund your checked bag fees, and Great Britain issues a travel advisory for folks visiting the United States. Updates in the news next.
At 3:20, we make you a smarter traveler with tips on the importance of screenshots and sharing a new way to get the lowest rate on your hotel room.
Ever wonder what the best buffet is in Las Vegas, or the best Cirque du Soleil? I didn't get that right when we practiced either. The best Cirque du Soleil. You know, those circus shows in Las Vegas that you like so much, Chris.
Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, that's it. Our Las Vegas guru is in the house today. David Yeskel joins us at 3:35 to talk buffets and circus shows in Sin City.
In a special Travel Guys entertainment feature at 3:50, we introduce you to the Mission Avenue Players, a local group of thespians here to tell us about a special production next month.
Tom Romano is not with us in the studio today. As you notice, Chris Galloway is filling in. I'm Mark Hoffman. Thanks for taking a trip this afternoon with the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Well, welcome to another edition of the Travel Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. I am Mark Hoffman. To my right is Chris Galloway in the seat normally occupied by Tom Romano. Tom is not with us again this weekend. He's actually recovering from a bout of pneumonia and is still in Mercy General Hospital. So if Tom is listening right now, I hope you will be back soon, Mr. Travel Guy, and take care of yourself. The wife is looking after him along with all the good folks at Mercy General, which I know they're good folks because I was there myself. It seems like the Travel Guys are kind of hanging out at Mercy General the last couple of months. Chris Galloway joins me in the co-host chair today. Welcome, Chris, to the Travel Guys.
Thank you.
You have been here before in various and sundry different responsibilities, so now you get the big Tom Romano chair. So
moving up in the world.
And we're just sitting here listening to Andrew do the news, of course, and we've pre-written our headlines and all that kind of stuff. And then Andrew goes with the solar-powered airplane story. I there's an old theory about you're supposed to go over with the news guy and see what he's going to talk about, just in the case that he might have something that you have. And indeed, one of our lead stories was about that solar airplane that's landed safely in California. So Andrew took care of that. So I'm sitting here trying to rewrite the headlines while Andrew is talking. So welcome to live radio. Welcome to the Travel Guys. If this is the first time that you've stumbled upon us, we are just a fun travel show every Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. We are here to, our basic goal is to make you a smarter traveler. So to give you the opportunity in the next 50 minutes or so to pick up one or two things that might help you the next time you take to the road, take to the skies, take to the rails, wherever it is that you take to when you travel. And so we've got a variety of things. We've got David Yeskel, our Las Vegas guru, is going to join us at the bottom of the hour to talk about buffets and circus shows in Las Vegas. We've got a local thespian group that's going to join us later on in the show to talk about. These folks have been around, Chris, for the Mission Avenue Players, which is over in the area where I used to work at the Mission Oaks Recreation and Park District many years ago in a different lifetime. And they've been around like for decades. And I didn't even know. There must be dozens of local community theater groups and things of that type that folks just never find out about.
That's what we do here. We highlight things in our community.
That's it. Every once in a while we are a travel show, once in a while we focus on entertainment, and with the acknowledgement that every once in a while travel doesn't always have to be around the world. Sometimes travel is down the street just to see good community theater. So that's what we're all about here. So the other thing we're all about is, at this point in the program, is the travel news. Thank you, Huey Lewis. The travel news from the headlines. Airlines may soon have to refund checked bag fees. We have talked on this program for the last couple of months. Stay with me now. There's been a reauthorization bill for the FAA. Basically, that's what keeps our air traffic control system operating. And Congress has been back and forth on this. They issued an emergency tie-over while they pontificated some more. And so the Senate now has passed a bill that basically would require airlines, their version of the bill, which has gone to the House, So it doesn't mean this is law yet, and even if it is, it'll be a while in coming. But interestingly enough, the new Senate version of the FAA authorization says that your luggage fees would have to be refunded if your luggage is not received within 6 hours of arrival on a domestic flight and with 12 hours on an international flight. Maybe it's just me, Chris, but it seems like that if I were flying, if I got to the airport and my bag was not there and I had paid them to handle my bag, I want the money back.
Sounds logical to me.
I don't care when you deliver the bag. If it's next Tuesday or next month or whatever, we'll talk about that.
I gave you the bag and the money with the expectation that you would get it where it was going.
Reluctantly, I gave you the bag and the money. So anyway, good news is that airlines may be forced by law under some guidelines that say if your bag doesn't show up in a certain amount of time, that they would have to refund your fees. And the story that Andrew stole from us, isn't that cool? A solar-powered airplane made it all the way around the world, and the last leg was across the Pacific Ocean. So, you know, if something goes wrong, that's almost a Spirit of Saint. That's almost a Lindbergh sort of thing.
That's pretty awesome.
I mean, and to think that maybe, you know, a big part of what we're doing to our planet is done by airplanes and the exhaust and what they leave behind. So if you could fly airplanes around the planet without having to use jet fuel, suddenly it becomes a whole lot cheaper to fly. I don't know that tickets would get cheaper, but it does become cheaper to fly. Great Britain has issued a travel advisory for LGBT travelers planning to visit North Carolina and Mississippi. They are telling folks from Great Britain that the U.S. is an extremely diverse society and attitudes towards LGBT people vary differently across the country. The advisory stated LGBT travelers may be affected by legislation passed recently in the states of North Carolina and Mississippi. Before traveling, please read our general travel advice for the LGBT community. It just is kind of sad that other countries have to issue travel advisories for their citizens. It seems like that we should be the people issuing travel advisories and that people shouldn't have to worry.
It's embarrassing.
When they come to our country. Allegiant Air, we give them a lot of grief on this program on a regular basis. They surprised flyers last weekend with tax day refunds. Get this, Chris. People got on the plane in Kentucky going to Florida. You know, Allegiant flies mostly from smaller cities to resort and vacation destinations. And so they said that Allegiant decided to refund an entire airplane full of people their airfare. 159 folks all got their airfare back. It was about $160 a person. And then they did it again the next day. And on Monday, they did it three times. So we give them plenty of grief. So at least in this case, they gave folks a few bucks back. You ever want to be on Broadway?
Me? You heard me sing?
You've taken groups to Broadway. We're taking a group to New York City just this coming week, you and I. Together, we're going to be seeing Something Rotten on Friday night on Broadway. And going to Carnegie Hall a week from Monday. This is, I found this on a place called a charity site called Charity Buzz. You can make your Broadway debut with a walk-on role in Les Mis. This is a bid. I mean, you can bid on this online. The value is $5,000, and currently, as of yesterday, it was bid at $2,100.
So there's no singing?
There's no singing. It's just you're one of the extras, I'm guessing, and you probably, you know, move your lips a little bit, and they probably tell you not to, they would tell not to
I
sing.
I would do it.
I mean, for $2,100, I would do it. Yeah. I almost put in a bid yesterday. Well, that's an awful lot of money, though, for just a walk. But, I mean, you could say that you were in a,
you were
know,
on Broadway.
You were on the Broadway stage. Yeah, I went up there one time to buy a drink of water when they were selling stuff on the stage at one of the shows. They let people, that's a long story. Anyways, millennial travel poll shows fierce independence. Why are we not surprised by this? Millennials, they want to stay connected. They get their travel ideas from social media. They do more business travel at this point than any other age group. So it's interesting. 38% of millennials who travel for business, of millennials who travel for pleasure, 38% of them say they work while traveling. Just 23% of Gen Xers and 8% of boomers say they work on the road. 80% of millennials say they're going to travel more for work. They are doing this thing too. Millennials have created this new thing now where and I've done this myself for years, where they combine a business trip and add a day for leisure.
You guys have talked about this before, how the millennials want to balance the work-life, the work-life balance. So yeah, that feeds into it.
Kind of makes sense. Long lines predicted at airport security checkpoints this summer because of TSA cutbacks. We've talked about this a couple times on this program in the last few weeks. These things keep showing up in my newsfeed box every week. And what that tells me is that People are really concerned about this. The airlines are concerned about it. They're already seeing situations in Seattle and Miami where people are regularly missing planes because they can't get through security. So this is the word, folks. If you are taking somebody to the airport, you know somebody who's flying. You're flying yourself. I'm just telling you, we're not even to the summer yet. So when the summer comes, under a normal circumstance, there are going to be lines of security. You could run into a 30-minute line and you've only got 45 minutes to make your airplane. So what happens then? I mean, you've got to allow plenty of time. And Chris, you just did something this week that we'll save this for after the news. But you went and got a what was it? Global Entry?
Global Online Enrollment System. It's called the GOES. So it's Global Entry.
It's TSA for international
TSA
travelers.
Plus, exactly.
Yeah, TSA Plus. Okay. Well, we will talk about that. But just a heads up for folks there. All right, we're coming up to the end of the news here. There is a new bus. There's a new flatbed bus service between San Francisco and LA overnight. $36. Would you consider something like that? Riding in a packed in? I mean, this is the way people travel in Europe a lot.
I don't think I would.
Here's a picture of it right here.
Overnight?
Yeah. You could go to TravelGuysRadio, by the way, .com and see pictures and leads on all the things that are on the news and are on the show today. Quickly here, a couple, three items at the close. A new Uber-type service called Chariot for Women, which is going to have a different name than that, but that's just their working name. We're trying to get them and get them on the radio, but basically it's a ride-sharing service exclusively for women. We'll talk more about that. JetBlue is putting in nap pods at JFK, not on the plane, but in the airport. So if you go there, if you fly JetBlue back and forth to New York City from Sacramento, send us a note at travelguysradio.com and let us know. And finally, Uber settled a lawsuit for $100 million. This is the second lawsuit they've settled in 3 weeks over driver status in the state of California and also in the state of Massachusetts. $84 million is going to the roughly 385,000 drivers involved in the cases. You'd have to do the math to see how much everybody gets. A second payment of $16 million is handed out if Uber goes public, and their valuation increases from their valuation in December of 15. So anyway, Uber consistently finding out that some of the ways that they're doing business are not exactly working with some of the employment laws in the country, but nonetheless, they've got enough money to burn. So that's your travel news. For today, coming up next, we are going to make you a smarter traveler as we talk about the importance of screenshots and also the importance of buying your hotel, making your hotel reservation online. Where are you going to get the best price? Mark Hoffman, Chris Galloway in for Tom Romano. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK.
Welcome back to the Travel Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. I'm Chris Galloway, filling in for Tom Romano.
Well, I'm Mark Hoffman, and so glad that you have decided to spend at least part of your 3 to 4 o'clock hour with us. One of the things that we try to do on this program from time to time, actually on a pretty regular basis, is make you a smarter traveler. Lots of folks are out there trying to make their way around the planet in various different ways, whether it's by car or on an airplane or on a bus or a train or a cruise ship or whatever it is. And so when we here are professional travelers, some of us, Chris Galloway is, I am myself. And so we try when we come up with situations or we see things that we think might help you in your travels, why we try to share some of those with you. For example, hotel rates. Hotels have been for a long time telling folks that, you know, you get your best rate if you go to Marriott.com or you go to BestWestern.com. They basically guarantee you that the rate that they have there is going to be the lowest. And it's been my experience, especially in recent months, that it's very hard to beat that rate. It's uncommon to see it beat by more than a couple of dollars. But what the hotels have been finding is that an increasing number of rooms are booked through third-party travel agencies or third-party sites, booking.com, hotels.com, there's a million of them. And of course, hotels are paying those sites some level of commission for selling their rooms, just like airlines used to pay travel agents commissions for selling their airline tickets. They stopped doing that, and probably hotels would love to stop paying commissions on their hotel rooms. And one of the things that they have done to try to do that just in recent weeks is on their own websites now, they are offering people that are members of their own loyalty programs a discount on room rates. And if you go to a major hotel site like Marriott.com and you pull up a room, you're looking for a room, you will frequently see where there's a small discount over the online price, but it's only if you're a member of Hilton Honors Marriott Rewards. Chris, you pulled one up, didn't
you? Yeah, I'm looking right here. I went to Hilton.com. I looked for a hotel room in Chicago, just picked some random dates.
Okay.
But there is about a $9 difference. So $269 is the rate, but because I am a Hilton Honors member, I can get it for $260 if I book straight through them.
And hypothetically, that rate, that $260 rate is only available on their website for Hilton Honors members. And of course, sometimes, as you mentioned when we were talking before the show started, sometimes you book through third party sites, you don't always get all of the benefits.
You don't get the points and the credit and that sort of thing for your stay. Also, perhaps, you know, we have a little status with hotels, and that's not going to be acknowledged when room selection and amenities and that sort of thing as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, even if you don't have status, if you just belong, if you're just a Hilton Honors member, you've never stayed in a Hilton hotel, if you just signed up for it 10 minutes ago and you've got a membership number, that rate online there of $260 as opposed to $269, that's for the, I'm guessing, for the airport Hilton in Chicago. Yeah. That's always the first listing. And so the point that we're making here is if you're booking a hotel with a major chain, it's not an independent property, but it's tied to one of the major chains, you may find a slightly lower rate. And I mean, if you were staying for a week, $9 times seven, that's $63. That'd almost buy you a cup of coffee in the Chicago Hilton, Airport Hilton. But anyways, just a little tip there, something that we've noticed recently. If you're booking a hotel, this is my wisdom to you. Go to the hotel site first, whether it's an independent hotel or a chain hotel, whatever. Find out what they're selling it for. Now go to your favorite third-party website and find out what they're selling it for. And if you get the same price, then you know you're in business. I would always suggest booking directly if you can, because you are now their customer and there's no one between you and the people that you are doing business with. And especially with airline tickets, funny things happen to people who have third-party websites involved or online travel agencies. If you don't have a real live person that you can talk to that you book through, why, then I'm going to suggest you that you may have made a mistake. I wouldn't do it. That's up to you. But right now you can get better deals if you go directly to the hotel websites. Now, shifting gears here, importance of screenshots. A couple of times when I've been flying lately, Chris, we've had situations where it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I look on my United app and it says that my flight has been delayed 45 minutes due to a late arriving flight crew. Okay. Now, this is the airline's problem, mm-hmm. not mine.
Right.
So I see that on there and I think, wow, this could be a problem later on in the day. Well, a couple of 3 hours down the road, that airplane is making its way across the country and it makes a stop in Denver and there's a weather issue in Denver. Now, of course, if that plane had gotten there an hour earlier, it wouldn't have had a weather issue, but now it does. Because of the late flight crew, it's late. But now when the plane gets to Chicago late, the screen now says delayed due to weather.
Oh.
And now the airline is going to say to you, sorry, this isn't our fault that you missed your connection. And they don't have to put you up for the night or give you a meal voucher or anything like that. So my suggestion to you to be a smarter traveler is, anytime you are in a situation with possible peril, you're looking at something and you're saying, uh-oh, there's a flight that's delayed there or something. If you see something that is in your favor, take a screenshot of it all the time, every time. You see that a flight is delayed due to maintenance, take a screenshot of it. It's delayed due to a late arriving flight crew, not uncommon on these smaller commuter flights. Take a screenshot of it. Because later on, if the airline tries to say, no, that wasn't our fault, that's all due to weather, you can say, no, that is your fault, because the reason the plane was late was because it had a mechanical problem or you had an issue earlier in the day. This can happen with hotels. If you see that a room is available at a particular rate and you've seen it at a different rate somewhere else, just take a screenshot of it. You can erase it later out of your cell phone camera. It's just an idea that it's already helped me once. And if you've got that physical evidence to be able to show it to someone, and the reality is the person you're arguing with on the other side may not have access to that sort of information. They're not trying to cheat you as much as they may not just be as well informed as you are.
There's another thing I'd recommend, and this just happened to me. With Southwest, when you go in and check in, you have different delivery methods for how you wish to receive your boarding passes. You can have it sent via text or mm-hmm. via email.
Okay.
When you pull that up on your device, your smartphone, go ahead and take a screenshot of that too. Because what happened to me, I get to the front of the line
uh-huh.
where my boarding pass had been. I pull it up, and suddenly there was a system error. So I was that guy that held up the entire line while I had to go back through my emails to go find the link to open the boarding pass. Now, had I simply had a screenshot, I could have gone to my camera roll, pulled that up. That would have worked perfectly fine.
Oh, that is really a good idea. And we had a guy the other day, his phone went dead. I mean, literally, it gave up on him just as he went to put it on the screen, and he couldn't figure why it wasn't responding. It was because it had literally gone dead. And then he had a million excuses, but I'm thinking, dude.
That's just poor planning.
Yeah. that guy probably, if he'd had a printed boarding pass, for some reason, I'm thinking it might not have helped him. One other topic I want to get here. This probably isn't going to make you a smarter anything. But hotels and airlines with baggage fees and resort fees and stuff, this is what they brought us to. They have given businesses in general, authority to add surcharges of whatever they can think of. These are a couple bills. This is a rental car bill, Chris, from spending a couple days on the road. And I can't tell you where I was because I was scouting a mystery tour, So I can't mention where I was. Mm-hmm. But my car rental bill, the cost of the car was $182, but the car rental bill was $233. So that's $51 more.
Difference.
I had to pay a concession recovery fee. That's the price that the car rental company pays the airport to operate there. That's pretty common. That's in every airport. That's why you rent off airport, is you don't have to pay that concession recovery fee. An O&M recovery fee of 36 cents. I have no idea what that is. A vehicle license fee. That's become fairly common, although it didn't used to show up on bills. A customer facility charge. I thought that was what the concession recovery fee was. I'm thinking that's probably the shuttle bus, a motor vehicle license tax, and an energy surcharge. And then I get my Sirius XM satellite bill the other day, and there's a music royalty fee. And that was on there last year, except it's bigger this year. And I'm just thinking, isn't the cost of the music part of doing business?
You would think.
So fees. If you listen to this program before, you know it's not my favorite thing. Coming up after the news, we are going to go to David Yeskel is going to join us. He is our Las Vegas guru. He's going to talk about two things close to Chris Galloway's heart, food and Cirque du Soleil shows in Las Vegas. And we're going to talk about those, try to get you some hints to make you a smarter traveler or at least get you better fit the next time that you're in Las Vegas. And finally, the Mission Avenue Players will make their debut on The Travel Guys. Don't miss that. That comes up at 3:50. Andrew is here next with the news. We are The Travel Guys on KFBK.
Hold on to me as we go.
And we're back to the second half of The Travel Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. I'm Chris Galloway filling in for Tom Romano.
Yeah, Thomas is, Tom had a virus and it turned into pneumonia and he has been in the hospital and he's doing better. For those of you, I know a lot of folks, Tom Romano has been in radio in Sacramento for a lot of years. And so I know a lot of the people who listen to this program know Tom. So it's not a life-threatening situation as it currently stands. And Tom is getting better and hopefully he will be back in this chair next week. If you want to send a greeting to Tom, I would be happy to pass it along. If you go to travelguysradio.com, there is a message doohickey there, and you can just send a little note, and I will make sure that it gets on to him. Thanks to Chris Galloway for filling in for Thomas today so that I don't have to sit here by myself. And we are going to talk next to David Yeskel, and then we're going to talk about a local dramatic group that's been producing productions for a long, 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 long time, and I didn't even know of them until recently. So we'll find out a little bit about what's going on with the Mission Avenue Players a little bit later on. Joining us right now on the line is David Yeskel. David is our Las Vegas guru. Welcome to The Travel Guys, David.
Thanks. Good to be back, guys.
Hey, thank you. David, if you were behind the scenes at The Travel Guys, you would know that we tried to record an interview with David during the week this week, but after a couple of misfires, we just said, well, the heck with it. Just call us on Sunday. And David was nice enough to not only give us his time on Wednesday, but to give us his time today. So thank you, David, for being a live part of The Travel Guys.
My pleasure.
Live radio is always a lot more fun. Than taped radio anyhow. David, we've told folks here that, the days of the $4.95 buffet in Las Vegas are gone, and casinos are no longer enticing people in with inexpensive buffets in order to get them to drop a few dollars at the tables, because a lot of people, frankly, go to Las Vegas and don't drop dollars at the tables anymore. So buffet eating in Las Vegas has gone very gourmet. Buffets have kind of separated into two sections, some that are on the cheap and some that are not on the cheap. So, David, tell us about some of the best places to eat buffet-wise in Las Vegas.
Sure. So the casino resorts are now inviting people in and drawing people in with the gourmet buffets. So these are, it's a combination you don't really find in other destinations, gourmet food and buffets. And I just ate my way through the best buffets in Vegas for a story I'm working on for Travel Weekly. And I've got my top five, and these five really exist in a niche of their own. They have no equal anywhere else in Vegas. So one of the best ones is the buffet at Wynn. So everybody knows it's a very upscale property. They actually closed the buffet for a complete remodel late last year, reopened with a bang, and all these new features and great new food. It's a drop-dead gorgeous room when you walk in. It's this beautiful flower-filled atrium.
Sounds expensive.
It's not too bad. So dinner midweek is about $43. On the weekend, it notches up to $50. But you get things like Peking duck buns prepared to order, prime rib beef Wellington on the carvery, a great cold seafood selection, and they had this new chocolate fountain that was installed, a three-way chocolate fountain, dark, white, and milk chocolate with a bunch of items ready to take the plunge. So a lot of other gourmet items. They have one dish there that I really love. It's the Sinatra family meatballs. There's a restaurant at Wynn called Sinatra, helmed by a chef that used to cook for Frank Sinatra in New York. So he brought these recipes to Wynn, and they offer this recipe, the Sinatra family meatballs, on the buffet. So it's a don't miss.
I'm liking that. Chris was sitting here, and when you said 43 and 50, he kind of got a frown on his face there. He's a big fan of the Rio. Anyway, what else is on the list?
Yeah, so the another top two are Bellagio and Bacchanal at Caesars. So Bacchanal at Caesars is the largest buffet in Vegas. It is nine distinct kitchens, an incredible cold seafood array, an extensive carvery again. I think they've got the best Chinese station in Vegas. They have this delicious barbecue pork and roast duck that's really Hong Kong quality. A great, very diverse and vast dessert selection, and you have to know to order the made-to-order souffle, chocolate souffles. Those are available, but only if you ask. They don't really tell you about them. And
how much is that one going to set us back?
That one is the most expensive of all. That is between $55 and $58. But I could tell you that you'd pay twice that for the equivalent quality of food at a sit-down restaurant anywhere in Vegas. Twice or three times that. So if you're hungry, if you really want to hit the gourmet, the high-value targets, these places are great. And the third best, I really think, is Bellagio. So this was the granddaddy of Vegas buffets. It was the first gourmet buffet in Vegas. And it still kind of hits the mark, and you'll find things like Kobe-style beef on the carvery, some interesting meats like roast venison, which you don't see everywhere, of course, jumbo crab legs. And on the weekend, they have a special kicker for those people who like caviar. It's unlimited caviar. Now, you don't take it yourself. They portion it out for you, you know, on blinis or toast. But you can have as much as you want. Three types of caviar, and it's not the real cheap stuff. It's pretty good caviar.
Dad, can I jump in here just for a second here? Clarification there on the crab legs there at the Bellagio. Those are served warm, are they?
You can get them cold or warm, either way.
Okay, my co-host here is taking notes, and that's a particular note.
I judge buffets on whether the crab legs are hot or cold, and they've got to be hot.
Yeah, so they'll make them for you hot. If you like them hot, they're out there cold, but if you ask, they'll heat them up for you.
So we've got three really high-end examples here. Where's the poor guy eat in Las Vegas?
So I could tell you there's another one on my list, Wicked Spoon at the Cosmopolitan. So the Cosmopolitan is kind of this hip, beautiful, functional aesthetic hotel, I call it.
Uh-huh.
It's really gorgeous looking. It opened just in 2010. They've got this kind of hip take on the Vegas buffet. It's called Wicked Spoon. It's a little cheaper. Dinner during the week is $38. Lunch is $27, which isn't bad. And you get a great array of kind of trendy, eclectic items. Like I had pork belly, roasted bone marrow, things like crawfish risotto. And those are available for lunch. So you can get those at lunch for $27 with an awesome dessert selection also.
Yeah, bone marrow sounds absolutely just...
Oh, that's right up your alley.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, David, there's only one spot left on your list. Is there a cheap spot here anywhere?
Well, the buffet at Aria is the other top five one. It's not cheap. It's about $37 during the week. But I could tell you...
You're killing me.
There's a good $10 or $11 buffet off-strip that I feel like. It's at the Gold Coast. That's on Flamingo.
Uh-huh.
And that's right next to the Rio. It's if you're driving on Flamingo.
So how's the buffet at the Rio holding up these days? I haven't been over there for a few years.
The Rio's pretty good. I had that one, too. So what they did is they combined the Rio's Carnival World buffet, which is this massive buffet anyway, with their seafood buffet. Order it without the seafood buffet, or for another $15, you can add the seafood buffet. So that brings it up to the price of these other ones.
Uh-huh.
It's good, but I don't think it's the same quality as you get in the other ones.
Well, but your point is well taken here, is that if you're not looking for a meal on the cheap in Las Vegas and you're looking for a good meal, then here's an opportunity to go have a gourmet meal with a lot of choices.
Exactly.
You know what to do. All right, we're talking with David Yeskel. David is the Las Vegas guru. You can find a link to David's website at travelguysradio.com. You can also follow him on Twitter. David, we need to shift gears here. We've got about three more minutes. You promised to tell us a little bit about some of the Cirque shows on Vegas and which ones of them are getting the best reviews. Which ones would you really recommend?
I could tell you I've seen them all, and I think the top three shows in Vegas are Ka at the MGM Grand. I think that's Cirque's best show. It's spelled K-A. It's this epic tale of twins that are separated and trying to reunite, woven with Cirque's amazing acrobatics, ethereal music, and just beautiful visuals. It's a great show. The second show on my list is actually not a Cirque show. Many people think it is. It's Le Rêve at Wynn. So it was started by a Cirque producer who left the company, started his own production company, and developed this show for Wynn. It's aquatic show. It's in the round. It's a pool that becomes a stage that becomes a pool again. It's just beautiful. And it's similar in some ways to O at Bellagio, which people are familiar with, and which is also a water-based show. That's one of the top shows. And I also just recently saw Mystère at Treasure Island. Now, that's the oldest Cirque show in Vegas. It's over 20 years old. And a lot of people don't kind of forget about that because they're focusing on these newer, higher-profile shows. But Mystère is kind of brings Cirque back to its roots. It's all about acrobatics. It's beautiful music. It's a beautiful production, and you can often find that cheaper than the other shows. So,
you know, I got to say, I absolutely agree with you. That is a show that is quite often overlooked, but it is by far one of my favorites.
Isn't it like the one that's been there the longest? Or?
Yeah, it's been there over 20 years.
People forgot about it.
Yeah, so you can get tickets. I've seen them promos for, say, starting at $69.
Yep.
Which is a great buy for any Cirque show, and especially that show. But there are a lot of promotions on the Cirque website, so if people want to see a Cirque show, they should go to CirqueDuSoleil.com. They can search the promotions and compare the different shows and see what show times and what days.
And this is another example, too, that we were just talking about belonging to hotel loyalty programs earlier, is you know you're going to Vegas, you want to see a Cirque show, so go to their site, sign up to get their newsletter. There's a pretty good chance that a discount ticket may fall in your mailbox somewhere along the way before you get there. You may have to tolerate a few other junk emails along the way, but there could be something in it for you.
That's right. There are always promos going on, and people shouldn't forget about Mystère. It's a great show, and it's often available at a good price.
David, any other quick tip for Las Vegas here in our last 30 seconds?
Sure. I can tell you that Caesar's, a lot going on at Caesar's Palace. So they actually just renovated one of their towers, their oldest tower called the Roman Tower, reopened called the Julius Tower. And it's kind of a lower-priced entry into Caesars. So people think, oh, Caesars, I'd like to stay at Caesars, but it's too expensive. So rooms there, completely redone rooms, really nice, clean, comfortable rooms. You know, I've seen midweek starting at about $120, and I think it's a good buy for Caesars, and you're in the middle of all the action there. There's also one bargain, great bargain I found downtown.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only new hotel that opened downtown in the last 15 years. It's called the Downtown Grand.
Uh-huh.
Just opened about a year and a half ago. I've seen rooms there midweek starting at $39.
Stayed there for a meeting just recently, and it was a very, very nice experience. I mean, nothing better or worse than any of the others, but you were right, the price was extremely good.
Nothing fancy. It's new, it's clean, it's comfortable, and the price is right if you're going to stay downtown.
And if you're going to Vegas, and if you can, stay away from the weekends, because you're going to pay 2.5 times as much for your hotel. It's going to be more crowded, and downtown has really become a great place to go. Fremont Street is a great place. David, got to let you go.
Sure.
Thank you for a million great ideas. David Yeskel, our Las Vegas guru, go to travelguysradio.com. There's a link to David's website where you can find out all kinds of great things about going to Las Vegas. David also knows a thing or two about cruise ships, and we'll have him on back on in a couple of months to talk about them. Thank you again, David, for being so gracious this week with the situation with Tom and stuff. I appreciate you coming on live with us today.
My pleasure.
Thank you. David Yeskel, when we come back, we're going to find out about the Mission Avenue Players. We are the Travel Guys.
Welcome back to the Travel Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. I'm Chris Galloway here with Mark Hoffman.
Thank you, Christopher. Tom Romano is usually in that other chair. Tom is recovering from a bad bout of pneumonia, so we hope that Tom will be back here with us next week. So, Tommy, if you are listening in, leave those nice people at Mercy General alone and get well. Across the way from me here, and Dan Cohen, and Dan is a part of the Mission Avenue Players. And Dan, I just you and I are members of the same Toastmaster Club in town, and I just happened to pick up over the course of a email conversation that you were in a show, and that it was a local show, and it was a group I'd never heard of before. It's one of my favorite shows by one of my favorite authors, and so, bam, here you are 48 hours sitting in front of a microphone at KFPK. Welcome to the Travel Guys.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, it's nice to have you. So tell me about the Mission Avenue Players.
Well, the Mission Avenue Players are a community theater based in Carmichael. We're on Mission Avenue just north of Cottage Road or Cottage Way.
Mm-hmm.
They've been around for 35 years.
Right.
And this is my first production with them, but they have been an active member sort of the community for, you know, over three decades.
Now, did you just decide to be to take the stage for this show, or have you been dabbling in theater in other places at times?
Well, I have a theater degree, and I come from Cincinnati, Ohio, and when I moved out here, I hadn't really had an opportunity to be in theater up until now.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the first show I auditioned for in 3 or 4 years.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
So tell us, it's Tuesdays with Maury that they're going to do.
That's right.
Which is written by an old sports writer friend of mine, Mitch Album from the Detroit Free Press.
That's right.
And Mitch used to, in a different lifetime, I did sports talk radio in this town 20 years ago on a station called KSAC. And Mitch was one of our guests then. This was back when Mitch was still writing sports and covering the Tigers and writing for the Sporting News and some other things. And now he's kind of taken a turn, and he wrote this wonderful book, which became a movie,
yeah,
which is now being performed in theaters around the country. Tell folks a little bit about the show and when it's going to be performed and how they can get tickets.
Sure. The play is called Tuesdays with Maury, which is based on the book by Mitch Album, which I believe I just read is the most well-selling memoir in history.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. It's a great book.
It really is. It's very popular. You know, it's a story of Mitch Album went to Brandeis University in the 70s, and a sociology professor that really captured his imagination and got close with him ended up contracting ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease.
Mm-hmm.
And they got back in touch 16 years later, and Mitch sort of started visiting him every Tuesday throughout his illness through till the end of his life, and recorded a lot of their conversations. And the play is a dramatization of that.
Yeah, and which is what makes it such a wonderful play is that it's a little fictional in parts, but it mm-hmm. is based on a real life situation.
Yeah, I think that, you know, they take some artistic license to contract long periods of time into single scenes of poignancy, but you know, the point of the show, I think it comes through, the point of the book. And, you know, Maury's overall point is you never really know what's going to happen around the next curve. So take advantage of every opportunity that you have. I would say that that's Maury's, his sort of thrust of his point.
So the Mission Avenue Players are going to put the show on, was it Thursday and Friday, or Friday and Saturday nights?
It's actually Friday nights and Saturday and Sunday afternoons.
Okay.
So three weekends. We open on May 13th and we run three weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 8 p.m., 2 p.m., 2 p.m.
Ah, cool.
Yeah, so matinees all around.
And the and tickets cost how much? How much is it to see the show?
I honestly don't know.
I am looking here. $15 general admission.
Okay.
$12 for students and seniors. And this is pretty cool. 50% of the proceeds will go to the ALS Association Greater Sacramento chapter. That's awesome.
That's
oh,
right.
How neat is that? Wonderful. So, well, that's cool that you guys that you have a little bit of a charitable tie there. This is your first opportunity to work with these folks.
Yeah.
It's obviously a small theater. Tell us a little bit about working with a small theater group, and you know, what are the challenges? What are the successes and the failures and the?
Well, sure. I think that the group itself is very small, and each play, I think, is sort of its own self-contained business, if you think about it that way. And you know, everything we do is sort of grassroots. We have our producer is also finding all the props and coordinating all of the costume changes, and our director Janelle Kaufman is the wife of the main character, the actor who's playing Maury.
And I didn't mean to put you on the spot here, but yeah. Basically, and what you're talking about is the same. I'm hoping that people are listening to the radio are saying, "Well, yeah, that's the same as it is in our group."
Sure, yeah,
because there are lots of groups like this all around town. And one of the reasons that from time to time we ask people like you, Dan, to come here and be on the radio is because on a travel program is because our theory is that first of all, this is our community. And we want folks to be aware of different cultural arts things. And it's not always easy to sell tickets for small groups. You know, they can't take out big ads in the newspaper and stuff like that. But cultural arts are an important part of the fiber of any community. And if you took away all of those small groups of people who were all trying to add to that, we really would lose something, I think, as a community. So supporting the small arts groups is a wonderful thing to do. You can go to travelguysradio.com and you can see a link to the Mission Avenue Players so you can get tickets to their show. Or if you've already been to one of the shows at the church previously, why we invite you to come out. The opening day again is?
May 13th at 8 p.m.
May 13th. Thank you, Dan, for coming in and talking a little bit about the Mission Avenue Players, who are in their 36th year, I understand.
That's right, 36.
And my only comment was 37 years ago, I used to work for the Mission Oaks Recreation and Park District, so the reason I didn't know about these guys is we didn't cross paths.
They just waited for you to leave.
They missed us by just a little bit of time here. Mr. Galloway, we are just about to the end of another edition of the Travel Guys here. How's it felt to sit in Mr. Romano's chair for an hour?
That's kind of comfy. I could do this again. Yeah, why not?
Well, it pays a lot, you know.
Yeah.
You have to talk to the man who runs the program in order to try to get paid. But thank you for coming in and sharing your expertise today. You went down to Calexico and you got the global entry thing.
I did. I'm heading off to Europe at the end of the month.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, with security issues and that sort of thing, I figured there could be some lines going across international borders. And what this does, it makes life a little bit easier. So basically a background check has been done on me. And I have been approved by the United States government.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, they swipe my passport. All this shows up. And it.
So now you went to Southern California to do this because you couldn't get an appointment in Northern California?
Right. The only other place is at the San Francisco airport. And they are booked out for the next several months. I'm leaving at the end of the month. So I needed this to happen soon in order to take advantage of it for my trip. So
the point to folks that if you want to get this global entry is that you've got to make your appointment. Don't think that you're just going to step into an appointment the next day.
Plan ahead.
It's plan ahead. And this gives you now, this is above the TSA because this is international. So basically it gives you a known traveler number and covers everything.
Correct.
So Mark just can fly around the country. You can now fly around the world and not be hypothetically and get in and out of countries a little bit easier.
We'll see. I'll tell you what, when I get back from Europe, I'll come back and talk about how it went.
Oh, yeah. Where are you going in Europe, by the way? Just quickly.
Starting in Greece. Uh-huh. And then going to head out to the island of Mykonos for a couple nights.
Uh-huh.
From there, up to Germany. Going to visit Hamburg and Berlin. From there, England. 4 nights in London. 4 nights in Paris. 2 nights Amsterdam. And fly home.
Boy, you will be a smarter traveler when you get back. We will have
or
you
tired.
On the air. Take notes because we'll want to talk to you. Chris Galloway, thanks for coming by today. Dan Cohen, thanks for coming in and being a guest. Thanks to the Las Vegas Guru. To Andy and Andrew. For being a part of the team this afternoon here at KFBK. Tom, take care. We'll talk to you next Sunday at 3 o'clock.